Welcome to Chapter 3 of Six Act Conversations, an audio program from RMIT University Counseling Service designed to help you live a balanced and fulfilling life while completing your program of study. The program uses concepts from Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, or ACT for short, but it is not meant to take the place of counseling, psychotherapy, or mental health treatment. Although you can listen to the program in any sequence you wish, you should listen to the disclaimer and about this program files before starting. In this session, Willingness and Acceptance, we'll ask you to learn and practice skills of emotional acceptance. This will be in contrast to the usual approaches to difficult or unpleasant emotions, which are to simply control, avoid, or get rid of them. To understand why we're asking you to practice acceptance and willingness instead, you may need to listen to Session 1, and especially try Exercise 2 in Session 2 of Six Act Conversations. Who do you know that never has difficult or unpleasant feelings? Anyone? Of course, you may know people that you might describe as calm, serene, or perhaps you have a more derogatory description for people who don't seem to show much emotion. Cold fish, space cadet, Iceman or Snow Queen. But the point is that although those people don't seem to show much emotion, that doesn't mean they don't feel any. It seems that for all of us, admittedly some more than others, suffering and dealing with difficult or unpleasant feelings is an unavoidable part of life. But do those feelings have to stop you being effective? Remember, I asked you in Sessions 1 and 2 of Six Act Conversations to answer these questions based on your experience, not on what your mind or your thoughts or even common sense may be telling you. The question is, do uncomfortable or unpleasant thoughts or feelings have to stop you from doing what is important to you? So now, a few experiential exercises or games to give you the chance to answer this question from your experience.